This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. What does this mean, Abner, to train or discipline ourselves for the purpose of godliness, and how do we do it?
David, this is such a great question because it ties in everything we've been talking about, from translation to studying the Bible to this very passage. And you can hear even in the translation, train yourself for godliness because bodily training. Well, notice the consistency of those words, train and training. Why are they consistent in a translation like the Legacy Standard Bible? Because they're the same Greek word, they're the same Greek root in the original languages, in the text that Paul wrote of 1 Timothy chapter 4. And there's a wordplay there. What does it mean to train? And why is Paul even talking about bodily exercise profits little and all kind of that kind of stuff? Well, it's because Paul is reminding us, you want to know what it means to train yourself for godliness? Imagine an athlete training. Imagine all that that takes. It's not just a matter of self-control. Paul could have said, use self-control. There's a Greek word for that, but that's not the term. It isn't just, hey, deny some things of your body. There's a word for deny that's included in this, but it's bigger than that. An athlete has to do all of those things plus actively engage, not just restrain things from himself, not just have a certain amount of willpower, but also the ability to execute, the ability to exercise, the ability to implement all of that into achievable physical goals in whatever athletic activity or sport that they are involved in. And in the same way, that's what we are to do with godliness. We are to not only be those who deny ourselves of sin and the pleasures of this world, amen, not only to have self-discipline, not only to have self-control, not only to have willpower and desire, all of those things are true, but to really train means this, you got to follow through every single day, like an athlete does. And that's why Paul's even saying bodily training, bodily exercise profits a little bit. Yeah, it's helpful, but the real training you want is to apply all of that to something higher. And that is the spiritual realm and our spiritual disciplines. And so our mind needs to be, hey, it's not just good enough to restrain or have a little bit of self-control. Our mind has to be, if I'm going to make a resolution, it's to go all the way. It is not just to hope to exercise physically and spiritually. It is to actually execute that. And here's what it's going to look like. That's the kind of resolution that Paul's looking for in this passage.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.